The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Who's prepared for hatred? Lots of spit in that. I don't think people are going to like us, but there's a topic floating around that I think we need to address, and it's breastfeeding.
Okay. To be clear.
Yes.
The two men in the room are parents.
Yes.
Don't have boobs, cannot breastfeed.
But we're
the two
to
women
sound
in the room do not yet have children of their own, but are aunts. I just want everyone to know that as a baseline.
Okay.
Now, what's your
The first story is a woman who was out at a restaurant, and she decided to breastfeed her child at the table without a covering.
Okay.
And the child appears to be mid-teens.
No.
The child is older.
It was a graduation party.
The child is... I'm going four.
Oh, I'm going 2.5 big baby.
Yeah, I would say 2.5, 3 max.
Hack?
I would say 3, at least. Just because my daughter's 2, and this kid seems bigger. But it's a boy. Wasn't it a boy?
Yeah.
So
and
boys,
he's also
like,
breastfed, which I do want to say. Your kids are bigger. If you can stick to the breastfeeding, your kids just are bigger. Because they're getting... Like, it is better for you.
Oop, there he said.
What?
People have opinions on that.
Well, formula has gotten better because, like, back in the day, it used to be formula is stronger. Do that. Right. Now, like, we're realizing the antigens or whatever.
The antibodies.
That
I was a formula baby.
Your Honor.
Look at me.
I rest my case. I don't know what else.
Like, come on.
No, okay.
But what's your debate on this woman at the restaurant?
Yeah.
Say it.
I don't think you have to go to it. I think breastfeeding is natural and beautiful and great. But if you're in the middle of a...
And also sometimes necessary.
Correct.
Yeah.
But if you're in the middle of a restaurant, I think part of her reasoning was to get the controversy she's stirring up right now. She wanted people to stop and stare. She was wearing kind of a low-cut top and just pulled the top down, pulled the kid up, and people were like... talking to her in the restaurant. It was like she caused a scene in the restaurant. And it is my opinion that she did that on purpose. I think all she needed to do was just throw something over the kid, a little bit over her.
And that's standard for sure.
I feel like it is. And you can be mad at me for saying that. I don't think it's disgusting. I don't. I think it is how life is sustained.
Yeah.
Before there was a magic formula creating factory,
right?
You had like somebody had to give the kid food. That was hello, mom, right? Or a wet nurse or whatever,
right?
But like, don't you think she did this a little bit for the? You really don't.
I really
Erica.
Don't. I just think about, you know, my sisters and everyone in my life who has had kids, and it's like it's not that they're enjoying being in public and doing this. But I think sometimes it feels like a necessity. Like, say you're at a birthday for your other child and the cake is coming, but your baby needs to be fed. Are you going to miss the cake for your first kid or are you going to feed the kid right there at the table?
You're going to throw something over your kid and feed him.
Probably so.
Yep.
And in anyone I know's world, yes. But it's like, can we really judge?
I just did.
Yeah. Yes, you did.
Well, here's... So there's more than one story out there.
Uh-huh.
And Tiak brought the other one in, and I want you to
I
say
didn't
it.
Realize that they were separate, so I'm
They're
like
two
trying
totally
to find...
totally separate stories.
Yeah, there's another story. This one's out of the UK.
Ah! Oh, technically.
Not,
sorry,
yeah.
We're not
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, there was a woman, she was breastfeeding on the bus, and there was another man, a passenger on the bus, who started filming her.
Ooh.
And yeah, so it became gross. Like... It became a thing, like people kind of stood in and were like, hey, what are you doing? And then they were trying to get him to delete the video and he wouldn't show that he
and
deleted
he's like,
it.
But
it
was, she's doing it in public. So it's a public thing.
And so that's the thing.
If you do something on a bus, why can't I film it?
Because I don't know the laws of the UK. If it's America, you can film it. And that
you
really,
can?
It really sucks.
Yeah,
you have no reasonable right to privacy if you're in a public area.
But it's like she had to feed her baby.
Right.
He didn't have to film it.
No, but he can and she can.
Remind me never to go in public.
No, okay. I'm just saying. Like, it's one of those weird.
Mm-hmm. I get those videos all the time of the guys.
What? Yeah, what? Sorry. What are you doing? Stop. Stop. Listen, stop.
Give him a chance.
I subscribe to this guy.
I get the videos of these guys who stand outside of storefronts and they film people. And they're just agitators. They're waiting for somebody to come up and go, we're calling the cops. You can't film me. And they go, yes, I can. And the cops always come and they go, he's allowed to do it. He's being a weirdo. You don't want him in front of your store, but he has a First Amendment right. We can't. And these guys who film these videos.
I hate those guys.
I do too.
I hate the guy on the bus.
Yes, but they are in the. And the best, I think, like when people go up and confront the person who's filming it, who's being a jerk. That's when it escalates, and that's exactly what the guy wants, is for you to come up and confront him. The people who just walk by.
Notice how you say guy every time. It's always a guy there filming.
Here, okay, can I tell you this? So I watched the video of the woman at the restaurant.
Yeah.
And one of the comments underneath, I got to find it, but she basically says, this woman is way over the line. She should have covered up or removed herself to the bathroom. Because I don't want my husband seeing.
Dumb.
That's your husband's problem.
I know, but here's what I'm saying. Erica, that was a woman saying it.
Well, she doesn't sound like my kind of girl.
She sounds very insecure.
Correct. Yes. I agree. But I'm just saying, this isn't just a guy thing.
Also, it's not a sexual thing.
Yeah.
I agree with that as well. Like, boobs are not.
But wait.
No. You know what? No.
Boobs might be, but
I would disagree with that.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.